There is an undeniable link between Islam and water, since before prayer it is necessary to perform the minor ablutions, that is, purification rituals aimed at achieving the optimum state of purity. If this ritual is not performed, the worshipper will not be able to validate his prayer and will be forbidden to touch the Quran. These minor ablutions were carried out either in small fountains in the vicinity of religious centers or in buildings dedicated primarily to this function. In the city of Cordoba, historical sources tell us of the existence of several ablutions pavilions or wash basins located around the Great Mosque, built by various emirs and caliphs for public service. Out of these, only the eastern pavilion, built by Al-Manthor after the last extension of the Great Mosque, has survived. The archaeological remains are located in the basements of 15 and 17 Magistral González Frances Street and reveal a large rectangular building made of calcarenite limestone ashlars. Its perimeter walls and the complex network of hydraulic infrastructure stand out. These were responsible for evacuating the wastewater coming from the fountains, toilets and wash basins located inside. It is possible that the believers enjoyed complete privacy when performing the purification prior to prayer, as structures separating one basin from the other have been documented. Archaeological remains of this magnitude highlight Cordoba's subsoil richness, which has become an authentic archive from which it is possible to reconstruct the history of Cordoba.